Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org. Well, look for cattle complex futures to open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and short covering. And along similar lines, the hog contract should also extend yesterday's rally here in the early rounds. Now, look for the cattle buyers to open with defensive bids today, clearly anticipating lower live inventory costs as we move into the last half of the week in the third quarter. Now, needless to say, feedlot managers will be very reluctant to accept southern live bids from 108 to 110. Look for, again, for about 115 to 118 in our part of the country. Fed cattle exchange results will be available later today, and they'll also have an impact on some of those asking prices. Cash hog trades expected to open up today with bids steady to about a dollar lower. The slaughter's running about 20,000 head ahead of last week, but keep in mind that we got off to a slow start last week with the futures likely to open moderately higher this morning thanks to residual buying interest and the premium of the cash index. Now on the grains, the futures closed sharply lower yesterday, sending corn, soybeans, and wheat to new lows as chart supports gave way. USDA's bearish August 10 forecasts continue to hang over a market that's suffering a mid-August news drought. Wheat prices closed lower again yesterday, with most contracts at all three markets slipping to double-digit losses. Futures broke through chart support on the morning open and never looked back. December hard red winter wheat posted new contract lows in the first day of 2018 price discovery for crop insurance-based prices. That took July 2018 to $5.04. Soft red winter wheat stayed barely a penny above its contract low from December 2016. Corn prices fell to new 10.5-month lows, unable to hold momentum from Monday's bullish reversal higher. December futures broke through last week's lows at 370 after midday weather forecasts increased totals across much of the growing region. And the soybeans posted double-digit losses on Tuesday as steady selling from overnight gathered steam after the market opened in Chicago. We'll check your futures after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle up 245 at 109.25. December was up 267 at 111.47. September feeder cattle up 397, 146.75. October up 397, 146.30. October hogs up 135 at 70.52. And December up 120 at 64.70. September Kansas City wheat down 10.25, 426.5. December was down 10.25 at 454. Chicago wheat September down 11.5 at 429.5. And December down 11 and 3 quarters at 456. September corn down 7.5, 355 and a quarter. December down 7 and 3 quarters at 368.5. September soy was down 11 cents, 921 and 3 quarters. And November down 14 cents at 924 and a quarter. On the cotton futures, October up 46 at 68.14. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.